This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Labor Day used to mark the last hurrah of summer, but not so much anymore. Many schools in the U.S. now start earlier, so for students, summer break ends earlier. Marketplace's Renata Sago has more on how the shift affects Labor Day travel and tourism.
Teresita Gutierrez mans a concierge booth inside the Best Western Hotel right off Orlando's main tourist strip, International Drive.
I sell tickets for all the attractions, rent a car.
She's helped thousands of travelers coming and going in her 22 years here. But she says Labor Day weekend now kicks off a slow season until December.
Because the children come back to the school.
Once the last blast of summer, Labor Day weekend has kind of become the unpopular cousin of summer holidays. The AAA even stopped making Labor Day travel projections 4 years ago. AAA spokeswoman Jeanette Castellano says just how many take to the roads or hop on a plane to make a mini vacation out of Labor Day weekend depends on when the holiday falls. If we're talking end of August, early September, like this year, it can be busier.
You know, warmer weather and people are still hanging on to summer.
And if Labor Day weekend falls deeper into September, even fewer travelers. So no official report on how many people will be out there, but higher gas prices are likely. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.